Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson calls the nursing shortage one of the nation's most serious health problems. The need for nurses is expected only to increase as baby boomers age. Congress is considering an array of programs to try to help. Republican Senator Tim Hutchinson of Arkansas says the shortage is at a critical point.
We've got an aging nurse workforce. We do not have younger workers coming into the workforce, and it spells big problems as we look to the future.
Why is it not an attractive profession to younger people?
Even today, the nursing profession is overwhelmingly female, which is one of the problems that we seek to address in our legislation. But it has been a female gender career primarily. Today, women have many, many more opportunities, lots of professional options in front of them, most of them far more lucrative than nursing, with far less stress than nursing. And so it has been much more difficult to get quality people to go into the nursing profession. It underpays and it overworks.
But why are men and women avoiding nursing?
While people still want to serve, the remuneration, the compensation is a huge issue. And they find today that the burnout is high, the stress levels are high, the compensation isn't there to justify what they have to go through. It's estimated that in the year 2020, at least one-fifth of our country's nursing needs will go unmet unless we do something to address this shrinking pipeline.
Is this a product of the cost-conscious managed care health systems or something bigger?
That's certainly part of it. The situation has become even more severe in rural areas and underserved areas because the larger metropolitan areas can pay more to the nurses, and so nurses in a time of shortage, they are migrating to where the salaries are higher. Reimbursement from Medicare and Medicaid has been tightened down so much. Rural hospitals finding a very, very difficult time in trying to compete salary-wise with the larger metropolitan areas.
What's your plan?
We try to provide loan repayment and scholarships as a part of the new National Nurse Corps, which is established. We would require 2 years of service in critical nurse shortage areas in exchange for that assistance, but it provides that very, very critical financial assistance. We provide incentives for nurses to go on to get their master's and their doctoral level degrees, because one of the big problems is that in Arkansas, we had 153 nurses last year turned away who wanted to go to nursing school, but they couldn't accept them because they simply didn't have the faculty. And so we want to get more into those master's and doctoral level degree programs. We provide incentives to receive specialty and long-term care training. We provide assistance on career ladder programs. And also, I think this is very important, Bob, that we would have a public awareness campaign to enhance the image of nursing, make it more appealing for people to go into the nurse workforce, and particularly to make that workforce more diverse by seeking to attract more men and more minorities into the nurse workforce.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Bob.
Republican Senator Tim Hutchinson of Arkansas.